Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss oh so many things about women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries, and we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 42. Today we're going to talk a little bit about orgasms, specifically sexual positions that really help with orgasm. Now, this is in my own experience, so I can't speak for everybody, obviously, because everybody has different bodies. And as I'm going to talk about later, it really matters your partner at the time and which position is best for you for having orgasms. So I really wanted to talk about three main positions today. The first of which is woman on top. The second of which is missionary. I know, gasp. Everyone imagines that missionary is really not that fun of a position for women because they can't have orgasms, but I personally do have them in missionary position in certain ways, and so I wanted to talk about types of missionary positions that are actually going to be good for orgasm, potentially, or you could at least try it out and just see what's good for your body. And then the third position I want to talk about is woman on top, but kind of a variation, not laying flat on top of the man, but kind of squatting on top of him, or kneeling on top of him. So I'll start off with the one that my husband and I use most often, which is woman on top. Now, woman on top is so great for me, because I'm able to regulate my own movements, which is really important for women when they're trying to have orgasms, the ability to regulate your own movements and be a part of the process. It's really hard, in my experience and the experience of a lot of the people that I've talked to, for women to have orgasms when they're not a co-creator of the sexual experience, when they're not controlling some parts of their body, when they're not deciding certain movements, things like that. Now, it can happen otherwise, but also, when is a woman really a passive participant in sex if she's wanting to have sex? Probably never. So if you're wanting to have sex, then chances are you're going to be an active participant. You're going to be controlling certain aspects, certain things that are touched, moving things to different places. So that's what's really great about the woman on top with the woman laying flat position. And I found that this is the best one for me and my husband now. Now, originally, when we first started dating, there was another position that I'm going to talk about later that was really the only way that I could have orgasms. But as through our experimentation, as we got more comfortable with each other, I realized that this other way was pretty much a sure bet every time. 95 percentile, if I do this position and I'm in the right mindset, I can have an orgasm. So let me, in more detail, describe the position. So, man laying on the bottom, potentially has a pillow under his head, and his legs are just flat out underneath him, and woman laying on top of him, with her legs maybe on top of his, but a little bit to the outside of his legs, and she's a little bit further up on his body than like face to face. So kind of her neck almost is where his face is. And I'm talking specifically about my husband and I because he's like an inch or two taller than me. So that's what I'm thinking of. Now, if you have a really tall partner, it's going to be a different story. Your face is going to be in a different location. It's probably going to be a lot lower on his body. So you might actually be face to face. But the reason this position I think works for me is because I can control the movement specifically of the rubbing, the genital rubbing area. I can actually, you know, shift it myself. And my husband usually lets me do my thing while stimulating me above the waist. So he doesn't do that much movement because he realized over time that he didn't need to do it, and that's not where the attention needed to be paid in that sexual situation. The attention needed to be paid to my upper body, like my boobs. So like I said, I'm able to control the movement and the rubbing of my lower body. And how I do it is, I realize that this works better than actually just moving my hips to get it and getting the momentum going. What works better in most cases is my arms, you know, holding myself up on either side of the man below me's shoulders. And so if my hands are kind of on the either side of his shoulders, maybe even behind his neck, kind of up near his head, depending on how tall you are, I'm able, since I'm balanced on top of the man, you know, it's really easy for me to, just with the simple movement of my arms and letting my body weight kind of pull along as my arms pull me, I'm able to very easily just move around on top of him. And it's the skin of my body that's shifting in this case. So, and therefore, like, everything underneath me is shifting. But it's really not a sliding motion. We're not sliding. I don't slide myself. I just kind of gently move myself so the pieces of skin that are in contact stay in contact, but they get pulled from different angles. So, like, my pubic area, all of that skin is getting kind of massaged and moved in different places. Same thing with Jason's. Now, when I do that, though, we're still having actual sexual intercourse, but generally when it gets to this point, I'll stop moving, like I said, my hips so that the penis is not going in and out of the vagina at this point. It's hanging out in there and it's maybe shifting around a little bit. And I can feel it in there moving a little bit based on the different shifts of the rest of my hips and my body. But it's not like the average man on top thing where the penis is going in and out. Now, usually we do this position after my husband has had an orgasm. Usually I have an orgasm second, which I actually prefer because then I can just relax after it and I don't have to continue working that area of my body that just had kind of a muscular contractions, and which I would rather it just kind of get to relax at that point. So this position for me is really great after the man in the situation has come because it's a good focus on you now. It's a good time for you to focus on yourself. So as you're shifting your body up and down, you're kind of leaning your hips forward so that there's a greater amount of pressure. Now, also, I've talked before about how my clitoris doesn't mean, like, all that much to me. I know that I use it, and especially in a situation like this, I use it to some degree. But the thing about this position that works better for me is the fact that his penis is still inside of me. Because I'm getting pressure from the inside, which is what is really what I usually, how my body prefers. That's what I'm more sensitive to. I like that better. So I'm getting pressure on the inside as I'm kind of moving around. I can feel it pressing up against my area that many call the G-spot, which I believe exists. Some people don't think it exists, but I believe it does. And if there wasn't a penetration at this point, I wouldn't have the same orgasm, and I wouldn't maybe even have an orgasm at all, because the focus, where I feel all of the orgasm radiating, is from the inside of me. So I don't know if this position would work for someone who's seeking a clitoral orgasm or not, because I don't have those as strongly as the kind of on the continuum of vaginal and clitoral orgasms. I feel the vaginal ones more. I feel a lot more pleasure on the inside than on the outside. So while this is happening, like I said, I can adjust the pace, the rhythm, the angle. So I can pull myself just very up and down vertically, or I can kind of pull myself to an angle a little bit, which would mean certain bones of his and mine in that area are coming in deeper contact, which means different parts of my body shift. And I can actually get to the deeper parts inside of my body that the outside needs to be moving and poking kind of in that region for me to feel the inside parts noticing the movement, all the pressure, you know, on the outside. And generally I end up moving a whole lot because the outside of my body is not as sensitive as the inside of my body. And so I have to move a whole lot to get the inside of my body to feel the pressure and the movement and the feelings coming from the outside. So this is my favorite position by far. The other position that we do sometimes that I enjoy equally, but I have an orgasm less often with it, is missionary position. And the reason that I have an orgasm less often is because I don't have as much control over what my body is doing, which is okay. Sometimes you don't want to be in control. Sometimes, I mean, if you were in control every single time you had sex and you had to do everything aspect of your orgasmic experience, if you had to be in complete control of it, it wouldn't be as fun. Sometimes you just want to lie back and enjoy the moment and let someone else do what they think is the best for you and usually succeed, especially, you know, if you tell them what you want in advance and you direct them while it's happening, you have an open dialogue, then the chances of success are a lot higher. So this is where I think sex is different with different partners, where having orgasms is different with different partners. So with Jason, I have to have my legs flat on the bed as though he was in this last position I talked about. With previous partners, I've had to have my knees kind of bent up towards my face. And I think that has a lot to do with the angle, the position of the other person's body, the way their penis is shaped, who knows, you know, I mean, so they kind of look similar, you know, but who knows exactly the difference between the shape of it and the angle of it and then where it kind of connects to their stomach and how much, where their hip bones are and things like that, the different pressures in those areas. So in the past with a different partner, and the way I would have an orgasm in this position was with my knees kind of up by my face. And that was more of an in-control situation because I would shift how close my knees were to my face, you know, or not, and that would affect the angle of my entire genital region. But I don't do that in this case, and that makes this sexual experience more enjoyable for me because I'm just kind of laying back and along for the ride. And the most that I will do in this case is beyond just, you know, moving my hands around and touching where it seems like the right place to touch. I'm not touching myself. I'm always touching my husband. In this case, you can't really get to yourself anyway because you have an entire human on top of you. But the place, the active way that I participate in this so much is to sort of shift the angle of my hips, but as my legs lay flat, which puts more or less pressure on my clitoris and on all of my labia area and all of my pubic skin and the area over my pubic bone, which that getting bumped a lot for me, I feel that echoing on the inside of me, and that that's also really stimulating for me. So that's how I'm participating in this position. Also, the really great thing about this position is the way my body is shaped and the way his body is shaped. I'd be interested to see if you have the same experience based on your body and your partner's body in doing this position. I can really, really feel when he's having an orgasm, which is the same pulsation, whatever you want to call it, rate, as when a woman has an orgasm. It's that the same amount of time between contractions of his muscles in that area when he's pushing out all of the semen. It's the same rate that when a woman has one. Actually, I can't remember the numbers, but I have to look it up and try to remind myself. But I remember I read it a long time ago and I thought that makes perfect sense because they can react and act as a trigger for each other. So when he has an orgasm, if she's close to coming, then it's the same pace of contractions that she'll start to have if she's going to have one, and it can actually jumpstart her. And I've noticed that for myself. And that really happens in this position because he jumpstarts me sometimes. And I can't tell. I'm like, wait, was that him having an orgasm or was it just me? And every now and again, I'll think, we'll talk about it later, and I'll say, oh, you started to have an orgasm and it jumpstarted me having one. And he says, no, I wasn't until you did. And I would love to find out more about it, whether or not he was starting to kind of have ejaculation contractions before he thought he was, or if I was starting to have orgasmic kind of contractions before I thought I was about to start to have an orgasm. So it's a really cool thing. And what's really great about this position too is if your body is similar to mine or if it works the same way for you, you don't really know who started it. You don't really know who began to come when someone else began to come. But you got to together, which is a really awesome experience, which I think that's something to strive for, definitely. I mean, start small if you're still working on having an orgasm with yourself or with your partner. Start small. But I think it's achievable to have an orgasm with your partner. And I think it relates to the design of our bodies. If you think about it, if the orgasm contractions for men and women are at the same pace, it makes sense that you should or could be able to have them at the same time, because they're going to line up and they're going to commingle with each other. You're not going to know which is which sometimes, and it's going to be extra pleasing because you're getting an extra pressure in that area, whether you're a man or a woman, from your partner that's adding to the intensity of your orgasm. So that's really cool. So that's the second position that I would recommend trying, just to see. Just if you need a little bit of help having an orgasm, I would go down this route. So those are the two that I would try. And then a third one that used to work for me, that I mentioned earlier when Jason and I were first dating, this is the one that would work for me. And since then, we've tried it. It doesn't really work for me anymore, and I don't know what it is. I wonder if over time, I mean, I know your body changes over time, certain things don't put pressure in the same places anymore, or you've maybe even forgotten how to hold your back the certain way that gives you the right angle. And we've tried it a couple times, and I just honestly think it just doesn't hit the spot anymore. And that's okay. Over time, things change, and you don't have to have the same type of sex every time. You don't have to do the same position. If it doesn't work, don't do it anymore. Don't push it. Find something else that works. Do some experimentation. But the other position that might work for you, since it used to work for me, and maybe would now if we tried for a long time, I don't know, is the man on the bottom, woman on top, but she's kneeling on top of him, and he's sitting up to some degree so that his face is near her boobs so that he can interact with them. But also so that she is able to move her hips against him and get some pressure from the front of his body, you know, his lower abdomen area, and get some pressure kind of from the bottom area where, you know, get some pressure from his penis, get some pressure from that whole area. So it's almost a U-shaped pressure that you're getting from different spots. And that used to work for me. I don't know why. It really did. But the thing about that is you don't get to relax quite as much when you're having an orgasm. You have to hold yourself up. And you don't get to lay there on the bottom with the weight of someone on top of you, which is a really fantastic feeling. And you don't get to just lay there on top of someone with only your arms supporting you. You have to hold yourself up with your legs and your arms and different things like that. And you could fall backwards, which I've done a couple times, but it kind of hurts your legs afterwards. You realize you stretched too much and you shouldn't have done that. So those are the three positions that I would recommend just starting off with if you're trying to just thinking of something new. You don't think the position you've been doing lately is really working for you. Just start with these positions, I would say, and then experiment out from there. See which one of those maybe fits for you or feels the best, and then tweak it and make it your own, because each sexual experience, especially with each partner, is different, and your body changes over time, and it's okay to want something new. It's okay to try something new that fits you. And your relationship, honestly, the emotional relationships within people are so related to sexuality that if you have a different emotional relationship with someone, the position could be different too. So don't stress about if your position isn't working because it used to. Just keep trying. Do some experimentation. Like I've said before, we are science experiments, and sometimes you have to do a new experiment to keep everything up to date. Definitely. All right. Thanks once again for listening to the O Woman Podcast. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes, go to O Woman Podcast on Facebook, like us there, and go check out the website, owomanpodcast.com. You can email me, Emma@owomanpodcast, with any questions, comments. Tell me if you tried one of the things I've talked about today or another day. Let me know any feedback or any ideas for a future show, any topics that you really want to hear about, but you're not finding this information elsewhere. You're not finding any candid thoughts from a woman in any other location. So thanks so much for listening. I love you guys, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.